A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Dalid. Nazir for a pagination is 7. We start from the Mishnah just beneath midway on the page regarding the topic of Nazir Shimshon, the unique type of Nazirus, which is referred to by the name Shimshon. The story of Shimshon is found in the book of Shoftim, from Perek Yud Gimel until Perek Tes Zayin, chapters 13 through 16. And the status of a Nazir Shimshon is unique in that he's only restricted in grape products and in not cutting his hair, albeit with more stringency than a regular Nazir, in that a Nazir Olam, if a person is a Nazir forever, he would at times be allowed to cut his hair, but a Nazir Shimshon is never allowed to cut his hair. But there is a phenomenal leniency regarding this Nazir Shimshon status in that he is not restricted from coming in contact with a dead body. In any case, if a person would say, Hareini kishimshon kiven manoach, if a person would say, I shall be like Shimshon, like the son of Manoach, kibal delila, like the husband of Delila, which was one of the women that Shimshon was with, kimisha okar dalsos azo, like the one who uprooted the doors of Azo, described that Shimshon, in his enormous strength, actually ripped off the doors of the city, described in the book of Shoftim, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Kimisha nikru pelishtim es enov, like the one whom the pelishtim knocked out his eyes, described at the end of the story of Shimshon at the end of his life. Harez and Nazir Shimshon, these statements would be definitive enough and would be binding and make the person a Nazir Shimshon, this unique type of Nazirus referred to by the name of Shimshon. Now, Rashi and Tosfos learn this Mishnah in a way that we have to be very meticulous in our punctuation. The first two statements, Harene Kishimshon Kiven Manoach, the Mishnah is telling us that that is insufficient to be sufficiently definitive to make the person a Nazir. It's simply insufficient, it's not clear enough. Once the person says Kiba'al Delila, that would make it definitive. Or, likewise, if instead of saying Kibal Delila, he would say Kimisha Akar Dalsos Aza, like the one who ripped off the doors. Or, if he looked for the third statement to be definitive by a different statement, Kimisha Nikra Pelishtim Esenov, the Pelishtim knocked out his eyes, that those different options for the third statement would make it definitive enough. But until then, it was not yet definitive. Tosfos Yom Tov says, "V'im Omar Chad Mehani Shlosha Simanim Bilvad Nami Sagi." If he would only say the third statement, that would be sufficient because that would be sufficiently definitive. Let's skip four lines and go to the next Mishnah. Ma Bein Nazir Olam LeNazir Shimshon. A person who would make a vow that he's a Nazir forever, and a person who makes a vow that he should be a Nazir Shimshon, seem to be very similar, because in both cases, it's binding throughout their lives. There is, the Mishnah says, a difference. Nazir Olam Hichbid Sairo Mekel Besa'ar. By a Nazir Olam, a person who's a Nazir forever, if his hair became heavy, he's allowed to lighten it by doing some chopping with a razor. It's not a neat cutting, but he is able to lighten the load periodically, as the Gemara discusses, whereas a Nazir Shimshon will not be able to do that cutting. Umevi Shalosh Behemos, and at the time that the Nazir Olam does this cutting, he would bring three animals as karbanos, similar to the way that a Nazir, when he concludes his Nazirus, brings karbanos. But over here, the Nazir Olam is simply going to continue afterwards. V'imnitma mevi karban tuma. And if the Nazir Olam becomes tame, he's going to bring a karban tuma. In contrast, Nazir Shimshon, hichbit sairo eino mekel. No matter how heavy the hair gets, he's not allowed to lighten it. V'imnitma, and if he becomes tame, eini mevin karban tuma, there is no need for him to bring a karban tuma, because on the contrary, he's allowed to become tame, and there is no such restriction on him. One side observation, we're saying that a Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair periodically. There is some leniency when it gets heavy, whereas a Nazir Shimshon cannot. What about a person who says, Hareini Nazir Elef Shana, I should be a Nazir for 1,000 years. So the Rambam writes in the Zirus Gimel Yud Aleph, even though it's impossible that the person is going to live 1,000 years, we have no reason to believe that he's going to live 1,000 years, nevertheless, that's not considered a Nazir Olam, a Nazir forever. It's a Nazir Lizman Katsuv, and he does not have the leniency that a Nazir Olam has, that he's allowed to periodically cut the hair in order to lighten it. On the contrary, a person who says for 1,000 years is considered a duration type of Nazirus, and in such a case, there is no such leniency to periodically cut the hair. Now, the Mishnah on the facing page, Gimel Amud Beis, told us that if a person declares that he wants to be a Nazir, just regarding, he only mentions a Nazir from grape products, and he doesn't mention the other types of restrictions, he is, once he says Nazir from grape products, he's automatically bound, kol diktuke Nazirus alav, all the laws of Nazirus are upon him. And therefore, the classic question over here is, if Shimshon was a Nazir, why in fact didn't all the laws of Nazirus end up affecting him, including not to be allowed to come in contact with a dead body? And why is it that Nazir Shimshon is so unique that that restriction of contamination does not apply? The Gemara in Amud Beis points out that the expression Ki Nazir Elokim Yihya Hanar Min Abaten, that Shimshon shall be a Nazir, was not a statement that was ever declared, neither by Shimshon's father nor by his mother. It was a statement made by the Malach. The angel who told them they would have a child is the one who made that statement. And if we follow the Psukim only mention that there's a restriction regarding food, regarding grape products, and there's a restriction regarding cutting his hair, but the restriction of contaminating two dead bodies is never mentioned over there, and Manoach and his wife never accepted the full type of Nazirus, And therefore, we have a new type of Nazirus over here, which was imposed on Shimshon and is unique in that it does not involve the restriction of Tumah. One final comment about different types of Nazirus. The Nazir Olam shows up in Tanakh in two distinct places. One is Avshalom, who would cut his hair periodically and told his father David that he would be doing so. Also, according to the Rambam, Shmuel HaRamosi Nazir Olam Haya, Shmuel the Navi was a Nazir Olam based on the declaration of Chana Umora Loyale Al Rosho, that he would not be shaved, he would not have his hair cut, and that extends to the entire observance of Nazirus. But again, Nazir Shimshon is a unique type of Nazirus. It does not have the leniency of Nazir Olam in cutting the hair periodically, but it has a different leniency that it does not restrict the Nazir Shimshon in contamination to a dead body. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.